Continuing on in our discussion of the Mishnahs in Perek HaChelek, so here we make a fascinating transition between the Yechidim, Shloshim Malachim V'Arba Hadyozos, to entire generations. So the Mishnah Gimel, the third Mishnah in the 10th chapter, tells us, Dor HaMabul, the generation of the flood, Einam Chelek Olam Haba, Vein Omdim Badin, they're never up for parole. Shenemar, Lo Yidon Ruchi Badam Yolam, Bishagam Hu Basar, Dor HaFlaga, Einam Chelek Olam Haba, Shenemar, Vayavetz Hashem Osam Misham Al Pnei Chol Aretz Vayavetz Hashem Osam B'Olam Hazeh U'Misham Evitzam Hashem Le'Olam Haba Anshei Sedom Ein L'Mechelek Olam Haba Shenemar V'Anshei Sedom Ra'im V'Chatim Hashem Ma'od Ra'im B'Olam Hazeh Chataim Le'Olam Haba Aval Omdim Badin. They're up for reevaluation. You can't compare, as bad as Sedom was, you can't compare them to the Dor HaMabul, Dor HaFlaga. So Rabbi Nechemya comes along and says, Eilu ve'eilu ein omdim badin. Shenemar al kenel yakum rishayim b'mishpat v'chatoim b'das tzadikim al kenel yakum rishayim b'mishpat ze dor hamabul. So he says, dor hamabul, and by extension, v'chatoim b'das tzadikim eilu anshei Sedom. So a very fascinating thing is that the dor hamabul and Sedom, if you pay attention to Parshas Noach and Parshas Vayera, the Torah's language is almost the same in both cases. In other words, God says, I'm not going to destroy the world, but the sins of Sodom and the sins of the Dor HaMabul, there's just so many parallels there. So it's very fascinating that the way that the Machlokes HaTanoim comes down really ends up linking them together. So Amru Lo, so the majority responded to Rabbi Nechemya, Einam Omdim Ba'adas Tzadikam, Ama Ovdim Ba'adas Rishayim. Okay. So apparently, you know, there is a question as to whether they will be open for some further evaluation down the line. That of course, only Hashem knows. What about the Meraglim in the Mechelik Lamabash and Emmer, Vayimusa Hashim, Otsiyedi Be'asara, Vamagifa, Lifnei Adonai, Vayimusa, Vamazem, Vamagifa, Ulam Haba, Dor HaMidbar, and this is probably the most controversial. Einam Chelik Lamabah, Vein Omdim Badin, Shinemar, Ribar, Zayitam of Sham Yamusa, Divir Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva says, Dor HaMidbar, there were such terrible failures. God took them out of Egypt, so they saw Yamsuf, they saw Mamban Har Sinai, and yet they still rebelled, they Glazav. The Chedam Miraglim, so they forfeited it all. Sir Belazar says, Alei Mu'omer, Isvuli Chasidai. They are the pious ones. Forget, not only they have a chelik in Olam Haba, but they're pious. Karse Brisi Alei Zavach. Okay, so the Gemara, it says that Rabbi Blazer turns to his student, Rabbi Akiva, and say, Shavke Akiva Chasiduse. Rabbi Akiva was always the generous one, the optimistic one, and here he won't even give them a chelik in Olam Haba. Rabbi Akiva was so disappointed in them. But Rabbi Lazar says that he brings another proof that you don't find in the Mishnah, the pasuk that we recite on Rosh Hashanah, that Hashem should remember all the zechuyos of Kal Yisrael. So chief amongst them, Zacharti lachesen urayach havasku losayach lachtecha acharai bamibar beretz lo zeruah, that these were traumatized people in modern parlance. They had been slaves in Egypt, and yet they were still willing to go and follow God into a barren desert. So you see that they really do have credits. Okay, that's you know, a very famous dispute between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Kiva, one of the few times that Rabbi Kiva is a little bit more negative than his interlocutor. Very surprising kind of machlokas. What about Adas Korach, Ena Sidalalo, Shenemar, V'tchasel Yambe Aretz, V'lam Hazeh, V'yovdu Mitoch HaKal, Olam Abadev, Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Lazar, Omer, no, Aleyem Omer, Meim Yisimichaya, Shemeim Yisimichaya, Morich Ol Vayal. So again, Rabbi Lazar says, why are you being so negative? They got caught up with the wrong person. They suffer the consequences in this world. But why can't they have a chelek in Olam Haba? You know, who knows? These were people that they fell in with the wrong crowd. Okay, Aseres Hashvatim, the 10 lost tribes. In Nasin Lachzor Shenamar by Yeshchem El Aretz Acharz Kiyamazah, Mayamazah Holich Min Ochozer Avheim Holchem Min Ochozem Divrei Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva was a triple pessimist, right? When it came to the Dor HaMidbar, Das Korach, and the 10 tribes, Rabbi Lazar Omer Kiyamazah, Mayom Ma'afil Umeir Af Aseres Hashvatim Shafil Lahem Kach Asid Lahayir Lahem, that they will come back in the future. There's all this discussion that maybe Yirmiyahu Anavi already brought back some of them, but that's considered to be a miut. Now we get to the Ira Nidachas. The Ira Nidachas, of course, the Gemara says that Lohaya v'lo Nivra, that this is one of the three things, along with Ben Sarah Moro, the Beis HaMenuka, the house which gets afflicted with leprosy that never happened. There is a Das Yoch in the Gemara, Rabbi Yonasan, that it happened. Anshe Ira Nidachas in the Chedek Olam Haba, Shenemar, Yatzu Anashim B'nei V'liyal, Mikirbicha V'yadichu Es Yosho Yarem, V'enam Neragim Atshu Madicha Me'oso Ha'ir. Right, you only have the Ira Nidachas. If it could happen, then it would happen only when it's corroded from the inside. This is not talking about people from San Francisco who ruin New York or vice versa. The only way to truly corrupt something is an inside job. Yudach Ruba Anashim. Anashim Muktanim somehow they got caught up in a movement that was led by children or whatever it was. Now we judge them as individuals. So tzruchim, in the end, you always need two witnesses, shnei edim. You need two witnesses on each person who was convicted of avodah zara. Okay, v'hasra l'chol echad v'echad, zechomer b'yechidim b'merubim, sheyechidim b'skila, b'fikach mamonam paled, v'merubim b'sayif, l'fikach mamonam aved. So we pointed this out before. There's a Torah and a little bit of rachmanis on the people in the Yeron Nidachas. Of course, they were guilty of a capital crime, so they had capital punishment, but they're not given skila, which is the worst. They're given two levels down from that herig, which is second to most lenient, because, you know, there's a mass psychology that takes place. So people get caught up in a movement, and it becomes the thing to do where you live. So, you know, that is a mitigating factor. It doesn't get them out of the death penalty, but it certainly does make an impact to halacha. On the other hand, because the city was so stigmatized as a city of Avodah Zarah, so all of the assets of that city, we'll talk about it more as we go forward tomorrow night and the night after that, you know, all of the mammon of that city has to be burned, has to be completely destroyed, Kalil LaHashem, as opposed to a regular individual get caught up in Avodah Zarah, so he's given skila on the one hand, but his assets remain within the family. Remember, Misas Bezdin does not have any financial implication. In fact, the money is inherited completely by the family, as opposed to, let's say, somebody who's morid b'malchus, a person that's put to death because of treason, where they rebel against the government, so then the king has the right to seize their assets as well. So it's a very, very different kind of a case. So here, there's a chumra l'inyan mamon, right, in terms of Iran Nidachas, that they have their assets destroyed because it's stigmatized. It's like, lo yidbak biyadcha me'uma min acherim, right? Everything has to be completely destroyed. On the other hand, in terms of the Isser Misa, it's mitigated from an Isser Skila down to an Isser Herik. So we'll talk about more of the details of the Yer Nidachas, God willing, tomorrow night.